Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. When Jack Bauer comes to your garage sale, look out because it's finders keepers, losers weepers. One man's trash is a Sutherland's treasure. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Coleslaw McGraw for that catchphrase submission, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week, Memorial Day edition. My name is Scott Aukerman, and I am glad to be spending the holiday with you, and I'm glad to be spending the holiday with all of our guests. Coming up a little later, we have a student. That's exciting. A student. A student of what, I wonder? We'll find out a little bit later. But before that, let's get to our first guest. She is a student of life, a student of comedy. She's a student of playwriting, which she definitely did with her Broadway, or not off-Broadway show, The Bedwetter, which I saw last year. And now she has an incredible stand-up comedy special called Someone You Love. It's out there on Max, formerly known as HBO Max, currently out right now. Someone You Love. Her name is Sarah Silverman. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Hi, Scott Aukerman.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Let's get our voices deeper. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Sarah.
This is how low my voice can go.
Oh, hey. We got a little, I got a text. Forgot to put it on Do Not Disturb.
Bush League.
Texts are the fifth character of comedy. But no, I'm sorry. Siri has now become the fifth character. And texts are the sixth character. But don't worry. We're on Do Not Disturb. So your voice goes as low as that.
It goes this low.
That was pretty low.
That's not bad.
I think my voice goes down here.
Nope, can't get any lower.
I think my voice goes this low.
Did you ever do choir in school, like, or play? You know,
yeah, it was like the baritone.
Weren't you on stage with the person from Imperial?
Will Schwartz?
Yeah, from Imperial
Teen.
Yes, there's Imperial Drag as well. I always get them mixed up. No. But doing Music Man, right?
No, you just knew him. Will is a very good friend of mine. He was like the first kid I met in New York.
Get right on that mic if you don't mind.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So we've been friends forever, and he was in that band. He did, I was in a music video for one of his solo album songs. But anyway, okay. He went to high school at Beverly Hills High.
Okay.
And
I'm hooked.
And he went with Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, that's right. Yes. And the video you showed me is him dancing with her, right? Picking her up?
So at one point, he was like a musical theater kid. And then like after college, he was like rock star. You know, I mean, yeah. Like he was like, not want to remember that side of him. He was like, I do, you know, I'm in a rock band now. I'm, you know, and right then, I think it was 1996 or 1998, whatever, it was the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky scandal, and every single channel at all, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, was a clip of her in high school singing Shapoopy and dancing with Will.
Yes, right. That's right. Very funny. I now that I'm recalling the story, I may have gone to see them at the Troubadour and shouted Shapoopy, and he smiled and waved.
He's the best. He's so funny and such an awesome human being.
But
he's
you were in musicals your own self.
Growing up.
Which ones did you do? This is the part. See, Sarah, when you go on other shows, they don't care about this kind of stuff.
No, they don't
ask you about what musicals you did in high school. This is Comedy Bang Bang. We want to know.
Well, I'll tell you, I was the Artful Dodger in Oliver in seventh grade. And then.
Is that the one where it's Who Will Buy? No.
That is the play, but that's not my song.
What was your song again?
I don't remember. Consider yourself at
home. How was your English accent?
Probably phenomenal for Bedford, New Hampshire, right, but so, not good. Terrible.
So a cross between those vowel choices and New Hampshire vowel choices.
Yeah. Exact. Well, actually, not that unsimilar.
Could you try that right now?
Consider yourself at home.
Could you do it with more of the New Hampshire?
Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever you got, we'll share.
When you did The Bedwetter, which I saw off Broadway, fantastic musical.
Thank you.
Were you like the dialect coach for all the kids?
No. The kids, they don't really have accents. The teacher. Mrs. Dembo has an accent, Donald has an accent, and Nana has an accent.
Right, okay. But they took care of, adults can take care of accents on their own.
We have a dialect coach.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but also I would write
phonetically.
I'm thinking
that's another paycheck for you.
I would write out things phonetically for the woman who played the teacher, like I would do
that. It was a fantastic, it's based on your, do you call it an autobiography or is it a memoir?
It was supposed to be a collection of essays, but it became a memoir. But it's just one slice of it. It's just the year I'm 10.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So the early chapter chap, as we call in the biz. I just wrote a book myself, so I learned that they call these things chaps.
Yeah. We call them chaps. Right. Yeah. Chaps.
So the early chap became a full blown musical that I saw on stage with actors and everything and singing and everything.
Yeah.
What is happening with it? It was out there. I saw it last year, perhaps in April of 2022. What is going on with it? Is there any update? Are you continuing? Can people perform this in their own high schools? What is happening?
Eventually, yeah. I think we are you know, a lot of people don't say this out loud because they don't want to jinx it, but it looks like we're going to Broadway in the winter.
Well. Yeah. Get your winter coats out, Broadway fans.
Yeah. And,
you mentioned not wanting to jinx it. It's interesting that on the jinx, that guy got in trouble because he said all that stuff out loud.
Oh my God. This is a revelation.
Kill them all.
Killed them all.
He literally jinxed himself.
Is that why it's called the Jinx?
It might be.
Wait, why was it called the Jinx?
No idea. I didn't watch it.
That guy used to live in my building.
I know. He was upstairs from you or something. Was he directly above you?
I don't know. He wasn't there when I was there, but he owned an apartment and then sold it. But he did, you know.
He did haunt the halls.
People. Yes. Yeah.
In your actual
Robert
building.
Durst, right.
Durst. Boy.
Durst.
Remember Will Durst on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, no. What did he? Did he?
He was a phone-a-friend and gave the wrong answer to someone going for the $1 million.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. He was a con. He's like a political con.
Yeah. So anytime I hear Durst, I think of that because his friend said, I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to phone my friend Will Durst. So it was like, bring, bring. And he picked up the phone and went, Durst.
And what, do you remember the question was?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. The question was...
Wait, I want to know if I know it.
Martin Scorsese directed which Michael Jackson video?
Oh, Bad.
Yes. But Will Durst said Thriller.
Oh, my God.
Directed by John Landis.
John Landis.
Yeah, I know. Whoa. And then he wrote an article about fucking up in the TV guide, which I thought was a classy way to apologize to the television audience.
Was it a celebrity who was?
No, it was some rando guy, or at least I didn't know who they were. But they happened to be friends with.
Oh, interesting.
It wasn't what?
It wasn't like a celebrity.
No, it wasn't one of the celebrity. When are you going to do Celebrity Millionaire?
Never.
Or are you too dumb?
I'm too dumb. I was asked to do that Jeopardy one. No way. No.
You were asked
way.
To do Jeopardy and you passed on it?
Yes.
You know who directed the Michael Jackson Bad video?
I do know. And I play at home on my Alexa, but, and I'm pretty
You'd
good.
Be great
but
at
no,
it.
I'm.
Is it in the moment you think
yes.
you would?
And it's funny because we're comics and we do work in the moment, but I,
We've had the Celebrity Jeopardy champion on the show, Ike Barinholtz, current Celebrity Jeopardy champion.
He
won the whole thing this year.
He did?
Yeah.
Ike, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so if he can do it, you could do it.
I don't need to go on and be so... Oh, although Reggie was amazing.
Oh, that's right, yeah, Reggie
and
Watts.
And he said that Tower Eiffel?
By the way, Reggie, you were great on that. Thanks for doing the theme song this week, but I know you have to go. He's waving at you. I think you could do it, especially if they have, like, what are your categories that you think you would excel in?
You know, like the arts, television.
Well, that's the thing about Celebrity Jeopardy is they weigh it all towards, like, stuff that we would know, you know, like right. It's basically stupid person Jeopardy.
Right.
But the star power makes up for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I have no need inside me.
Here's the problem with it is you have to give all the money to charity. Like if you could actually win money, would you do it?
Oh, of course. No, of course. Everything.
That's like Lauren Lapkus won. I think it was either $250,000 or $500,000 on
shit.
Celebrity Millionaire. And she's like, I could use that.
Yeah.
You got to give it away to charity.
The Lapkus Fund.
Yes, exactly. Sarah, you have this special. You're one of our oldest and greatest celebrity friends on the show. You've been on for now 14 years, I believe. You were on in our first year, and you've come back periodically ever since. And we usually talk to you about whatever's going on currently in your life. And currently, artistically, you have a special out. Was just on HBO a couple of days ago, and it's now on the Max streaming. By the way, it's Max who? Who's...
It's just Max, baby.
Just Max.
It's Max. It's, yeah, I know. I was thinking this, and I read something the other day that someone, I wish I could give credit to somebody. Oh, no. I know who it was.
Okay.
Gavin Purcell tweeted, and I saw it, exactly what I was thinking, which is, why would HBO, which is such a huge, top-notch brand, change HBO Max to Max? And then he said something like, because they're so associated with like the left wing in, you know, that maybe they want to rebrand, you know, and woo kind of.
It definitely is a rich brand, you know, where it's like growing up for me, it was like if you had HBO, it's like, wow, you can afford $3 a month.
Yeah. I just watched that old ad, Rory and I, he pulled it up, but. The like where you fly over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no! Wait. What song am I singing?
It is.
Oh, that's NFL.
Oh yeah, you're right. Shit.
What's the HBO song?
They're like, we need more horns. So grand.
How many horns did you think were on that song?
There were probably like 14 real horns.
14 real
non-keyboard horns.
And they milked that. They played it before every single thing.
So
that, how much do you think they paid the horn players? $20?
I mean, yeah. That was a lot back then.
It was a lot back then.
That was like $80.
Back then, that could get you 2 years of HBO.
Exactly.
Yeah. But not now, because HBO currently, if you're on the Max streaming service, runs you probably 17, 18, 25, 35, 50, $60 a month. And you can see Sarah's new special on it, Someone You Love. Tell me about the special. What's going on? What is this?
Stand-up special I owed HBO.
But, you know,
what did they pay you in advance and then they said you had to do this thing?
Well, yeah, I did a pilot for them right before the big sickness thing. What was it called? Pandemic.
Right.
And I have dementia. I really am afraid I have dementia. And I mean, I was half kidding, but
I thought you said I have to mention. I really do have dementia, which I think is a good title for something.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we were talking about. Oh yeah. So I did this pilot. It did not go, but part of the deal.
They were like
a special.
Yeah.
And they're so cool. They're like, you know, in your own time. But then the pandemic happened and then we slowly came back. And then I'm just like,
did you ever hope that maybe they'd forget about it? And they're like, did we pay Sarah for that? Oh, who knows? It was pre-pandemic.
No, they didn't pay. They only paid a little bit of it. Okay. But then they were like, it's time, you know? So I kind of like did as much material as I had that was still like relevant and not stuff I needed to just throw away because it was no longer. And I had 37 minutes and then I went out on the road. And then the end of that road of the tour, I recorded the special.
Okay, so you fleshed it out for another 23 minutes then? Or yeah. Is it still currently 37
minutes? No, it's an hour.
So how'd you get the other 23? What happened on the road?
I wrote and worked and scrambled and figured it out. And it wasn't that
hard.
Was
it all about like...
I've just never done it that way before, but right. It was kind of cool.
What did you find the topics ended up being that you were writing while you were actually on tour? Because you know how like bands... they'll get really famous for their first record and then their second record is all about being on the road because that's all the only thing they
right.
like. Were there any topics that you're like, that you kind of were like, oh wow, I'm writing this because I'm on the road, or were you thinking about your actual life pre-tour?
No, I some stuff was just like weird and random. There's a whole bit I dreamed and then woke up and wrote down, which has never happened before. And it's so fucking stupid.
I dreamed the other day that Tim Kalpakis was mad at me.
That was the bit.
That was your bit. He's out there getting into people's dreams like Freddy.
I don't even know what it would look like for Tim Kalpakis to be angry.
It was so weird, but he was angry and disappointed at me. And I was like, I let Tim down.
Oh, no.
Why do I care? But a whole thing about what you dreamed and then...
About a dream. It was just, I dreamed, the bit, wording, yeah. Like the whole, yeah.
And then were you expanding the bits that you already had as well? Or
Yeah. And cutting stuff and like hoping that I could cut some stuff, you know, because, you know, like that was weaker.
Right.
Listen, if I could have had a few more months, I would have taken it. But I'll hone forever. So I like, it's good for me to have
I think it'd be great to have a stand-up special where like you come out and you do like 12 minutes and go, that's like the good stuff. Now the rest of the hour is like middling material if you want to stay and watch it.
No. Well, I like it and I have it like bookended with a song at the end and a thing in the beginning that I wrote like 2 days before we shot it. That is, you know, I
that
like.
Seems like that would be hard on production.
No, it was very ragtag. We just shot it like, you know, it'd be backstage and like very fast. It was all.
What city did you shoot this in?
Boston.
There you go. You're home.
Hey, guys.
All your people were there.
Yeah, it was. I didn't really think about that. I had so many friends, you know, from growing up and stuff that came.
Nice. Did you do any Boston specific material?
I did some Boston specific material.
About the chowders.
You know, how we'd place Mia the queer, and we didn't even think anything about it. Like, just did not see him problematic at all.
I feel like I've talked about this on my other show, Threedom, but I always assumed growing up that it was. That meant the odd person. You know what I mean? Like the weirdo. You know what I mean? Like how something.
Oh, that's queer.
Yeah.
That's queer you grew up with.
Yes, that's what I thought it was. And then so then very late in life, people were like, well, that's an offensive name. And it suddenly hit me like a thunderbolt of like, oh yeah, why did I think that it was just like this curious person that we're going to smear?
Yeah, right.
Well, this is great. Someone you love is out there right now. People can access it via their logins to the Max platform.
You're making it, I feel like, more complicated than it is.
So if you've saved your password, sometimes you could do that on your phone. It'll say, do you want to save your password for this device? That's an easy way to get in there. Yeah.
Or if you lost your phone, you maybe use someone's laptop to find my phone. And then once you find it, you can look up what your password is in your contacts.
Hopefully you didn't leave it in some sort of an Uber or whatever, because then it's like moving. Have you ever done that? Left your phone in an Uber?
No.
I did it once. And I used Find My Phone. It was traveling all around New York City, everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And then I contacted the driver. And they came to my hotel and gave me the phone. And I said, and I did the total Frank Sinatra. I had some money in my hand. I said, hey, thank you very much. Shook his hand. And there was $150 in it. And thank you. In other words,
you gave him $150.
Yeah. Thank you for not, you know, just blowing this off or selling my phone or whatever. Right. Is $150 good? Now, bear in mind, this was 35 years ago.
Wow. Thanks, mister.
It was a prototype. Well, someone you love is out there now. Look, I've watched every one of your specials, and they're all worthwhile, and they're all the best you can do. When I say the best you can do, the best any stand-up can do, not the best you can do.
Oh,
they're, you're the best in the biz, one of the great stand-ups, living or dead, I would say.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
I would say I'm probably the greatest stand-up of the dead stand-ups.
I have an opinion that most people in the world can only name five stand-up comics, and you're one of them. What do you think? That? I think so, yeah. Because I started thinking about this because I was on some CNBC show doing press, and the host of it during the break said, hey, I'm going to ask you a question about what stand-up comedians are like up and coming that you know that our audience wouldn't know. You probably want to name someone like Amy Schumer or something. And I was like,
what?
Everyone knows who Amy Schumer is. And she's like one of the five. Star. Yeah, she's one of the five. I feel like it's you, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer. Who else?
I mean, Dave Chappelle. John Mulaney.
I don't think anyone in the world can. I mean, of course, we all love John, but I don't think like every single person would put him in their five. You know what I mean? I think maybe Louis C.K. is in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think you're definitely on Mount Stand Up More. You are one of the five people who are there. And God love you for being there. And God love you for continuing to put out these wonderful specials. Sarah Silverman is here.
It's only my fourth special.
But still, that's like 4 hours. That's longer than The Godfather Part Two. That's only 3.5 hours.
Yeah, thanks.
So it's better.
People really pump out specials, and I never think about doing a special. I never, ever think about it until somebody...
If you had to...
A place says, will you do a special?
And if say there was some weird guy, and I'm saying man, because most perpetrators of this type of violence are male, but some weird guy like held a gun to your head and was like, Sarah... You have to do a special in a month. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could get it together? Has this experience of writing on the road led you to think like, oh, wow, I could like throw one of these together in a shorter period of time?
100%.
Love it. I'm going to do that then.
No, I just...
Let me get my gun.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm fucking lazy.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like yeah, that's just so much effort, but I want to do it. I should.
We want Sarah to be like Prince, coming out with not only, you know, an album every year, but three albums a year. We want three specials a year from you.
Well,
can you do it?
Can you still call that special?
That's right. You can. This would be great. The Sarah Silverman Ordinary.
Yeah.
And it's just like what she does.
Right. Just poop stuff out.
Well, you definitely have pooped out someone you love. People can watch it right now on the Max. We need to take a break. When we come back, we have a student here. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. I love students.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You were in school for a little while, right? We mentioned that earlier. You played that game with the offensive title there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so there will be a lot to relate to.
I went to grade school and high school, yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So crazy.
So insane. We're going to be talking to a student when we come back. We have more Sarah Silverman, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back with Sarah Silverman. Someone You Love is available to stream right now on Max.
Doesn't it sound like a title of like a Crystal Gayle album?
Yeah, I mean, it's very close to Someone to Love, which is a Queen song.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think you're going to get sued.
Somebody to love.
Somebody to, that's right. Someone you love. I mean, I try not to ask about the titles because I know that you're going to get asked this for every other show you do, because that's when people interview stand-up comedians who have a special out. That's the only question that they, because you're not going to say, hey, tell us all your jokes. So that's the only question they ask. So I try not to ask it, but go ahead. Tell us what the title means.
It just references a joke not particularly strong joke in this.
Why did you center on that? Did you comb through a transcript of your special looking for three words that sort of fit the mood? Or
I looked at my set list.
Oh, and that's the title of one of your jokes?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. But I almost called it My Struggle. but I just thought that was just a little bit too obnoxious even for me.
Even for you.
It was because, you know, Mein Kampf means my struggle. And then I just thought when it gets translated into German, some people who would buy it would be in for like a really big surprise and it would be worth it. But
all right, well, let's get to our next guest. They're a student, and this is exciting to me. I don't know a student of what, but please welcome to the show for the first time, Destiny.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you? Sarah. This is Sarah.
Hi, Destiny. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Destiny?
From Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Music Man, there's a song called Gary, Indiana in that.
Yeah. Were we talking about Gary? Oh, yeah, Shapoopy.
Yes. How do you not know there's a song?
You know, I am missing a lot of my memories from before I was a student, and that is intentional.
The missing the memories is intentional?
Yes, it's part of the program. It's in order to make more space for what I want to learn going forward.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that technology existed. What are you a student of? Maybe we should just back up and go macro.
It's macro. We can maximize. I am a student of everything.
Oh,
mostly.
Let's go. Let's narrow it down a little bit. Then.
Okay, everything minus one. Everything except for what I knew before I was a student. I attend something called the Institute. It's a program that was founded in Gary, Indiana, by the founder Ken Gribble. And what he has.
I don't think I've heard of Ken Gribble. Sarah, have you heard of Ken Gribble?
From the Gribble Institute?
Oh. Is it the Gribble Institute or just the Institute?
Now it's the Institute, but yes, it was called the Gribble
Institute.
It
formerly was the Gribble. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you go to the Institute, formerly known as the Gribble Institute. Okay.
And before that, the Dribble Institute.
Oh, really? So why, if his name was Gribble, why did he start off calling it the Dribble Institute?
It was
a basketball school originally?
They did teach that there as part of their expansive physical program.
It's interesting. You don't hear about people teaching basketball necessarily. It's like they have teams. But they really do. Coaches,
they couldn't afford a gym, so it was all classroom. You learned about how to play basketball in books.
Okay.
And you had to do worksheets. Wow. It was called the Dribble Institute. It was a portmanteau of dreams and his name Gribble.
Oh.
He wanted to dream bigger.
Okay.
But he got sued by
what?
The NBA. Because people were...
How long ago was this? This was...
The 70s.
So was the ABA still out there? The American Basketball Association? They had the red, white, and blue ball, right? Didn't they, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, I love that red, white, and blue
They
ball.
Encouraged the NBA to sue him because they knew it would tie them up in court for a while, and they were planning to take over all of basketball.
And now they have the most orange ball in sports. Can we agree on that?
I think so. It's definitely oranger than a football.
Football, I would say rusty red at best, right?
I would say it's like teddy bear brown.
Teddy bear brown. Oh,
I mean, maybe if you went to a Dutch national game, their soccer ball would be orange for the home team.
Oh, really? I know someone who lived out there for a while.
Huh.
Anyway, weird stuff. Anyway, so you go to the Institute.
The Institute.
And what do you study while you're there?
So I'm trying to learn how to eliminate my pattern of causing bad things to happen in my life and maximize my potential. Hmm. So, you know, we do the standard meditation, yoga, reading class, dismantling your family.
Wait, back up. Really briefly, reading? Mm-hmm. Reading what?
all the classics. We read all of Ken's books and then all of the books written by the admirals in our program. And
And there was something you said afterwards, dismantling your family?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, after lunch, we go into a classroom and from 12:30 p.m. until the end of the school day, which can be anywhere from 5 p.m. to midnight, depending on whether you absorb the lesson or not. We learn to eliminate our contact with our family and why that's important.
Huh. Okay. Meaning when you say eliminate contact, you're not eliminating your actual family members. You're just you're not contacting them any longer. Why is that important?
Definitely not contacting via, you know, human technology or anything, but also dismantling our awareness of them. So not able to contact them even by having dreams about them or thoughts or memories or
what do you think of feelings? A guy who dreams about one of his friends being mad at them?
Oh my gosh. I was taking everything in me not to pipe in there. I was like, this is a sign you would need to be in the Institute. Maybe that's really why he was mad at you. I don't know. I do have some literature I could give you or... But basically, your dreams are the key to your future awareness. That is the gateway that you are being encouraged to walk.
So what are the basic tenets of this? I guess it sounds like a philosophy, right, Sarah?
You can't call it a cult because cults don't know they're cults.
Right.
So I guess it's an institute. It's an institute.
You seem to know you're in a cult.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
I would never call this.
That's how I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. So what are the basic tenets of all this? What's the belief system?
Well, the belief system is that Ken, because he is Ultratron, does know more than us. And so everything, he's sort of the gatekeeper of all of our knowledge, and we have to surrender to his all-knowing in order to advance and in order to have bad things in life stop occurring. Any bad thing that happens to me is my fault.
Okay. I think you lost me at Ultratron. What?
Can I just say, I have heard of this and one thing that they do, it's interesting kind of, is they have nothing to do with Landmark Forum. They have nothing to do with Landmark Forum, but they do write the questions that the servers ask at Cafe Gratitude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's one of our big accounts.
So Landmark, Scott, what farms is nurturing? That out?
Yeah, the Institute copyrights they're copywriters there of the coveted.
Yeah.
What is nurturing your heart today, Scott?
Wow.
I forgot about those, and now I'm realizing why I never go there anymore. Well,
but the food is so good. You know why? Cults make the best food.
They do.
Like, there's that Seven Veils one. Is that right? You know what I'm talking about?
I know the Seventh Veil on Sunset. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, they have delicious food. I had the accidental clam chowder there one time. It was to die for.
Cults make amazing vegan food.
Just to be clear, I don't think we're a cult.
No, of course. Okay. Not you. Okay, everyone else. Yeah, everyone else.
Yeah, no, we do have vegan chefs on site though. And no, we're not a cult. We're a school.
They don't drive in for their shift?
The
vegan chefs?
No,
they're on site?
They live in underground yurts.
Underground yurts? Mm-hmm. I've seen overground yurts.
Yeah, you kind of want fresh to be, you know, fresh air yurt.
Yeah.
Oh, there's hoses that,
that explains
pipe
it.
The air in. It explains it, right?
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
So what is Ultratron? What when you say that Gary Tribble, is that?
Ken. But he's from Gary.
He's from Gary. I'm so sorry. That would be interesting if his name was Gary and he was from Ken.
Is there a Ken?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, but that would be interesting.
But Ken Tribble, you say he's Ultratron. What exactly is that?
Ken Gribble. Yeah, so he is basically at the top. It's like I'm at an entry level. I'm just a
student.
This
is like a pyramid.
No. Oh,
you were just doing a triangle shape with your hands.
Yeah, we prefer three-dimensional triangle. Yeah, we're not a pyramid. No.
Three-dimensional triangle.
Yes. Right. Yes. It's sort of that sort of structure is the best way that I can get a human brain to sort of visualize.
With a lot of space at the bottom and...
Well, there's more students than there are Ultratrons. There's one Ultratron.
Mm.
And, you know, it's sort of like I'm assistant vice admiral right now.
Huh.
But there's...
Congrats or I'm sorry?
Oh, that's entry level.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, but I actually see it as such a blessing because there's so much room for me to grow.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Bad things still happen to me, but I can advance.
Do you ever get to be Ultratron, or is that a level that is unobtainable?
It's
much like unobtainium in the Avatar universe.
Oh, I saw that documentary.
It's a documentary.
I loved it. Yeah. There's a lot of parallels. So Ken talks about our bodies being sort of avatars.
Mm.
Like on a molecular level, we are protoplasmic potential energy.
Right.
And we have the ability to just remain that, but we are trapped in husks.
Okay. I mean, I kind of agree with that on a very basic level.
So
you know,
definitely check us out.
Okay.
What's your relationship to money?
I like having it. I don't necessarily like giving it away.
Mm. See, that would change.
Oh, really?
That would change. What, yeah.
Is it the opposite for most of your compatriots? Well, is that the right word for?
I think that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Compatriots, brethren in arms. We dropped the and sister, and it just became, pay per letter on the signs that we hang up.
Yeah, and E's are really expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most common letter in the alphabet.
Yep.
So they charge extra. That's how they gouge you.
And then S's and T's are also in sister.
Yeah.
Those are also very common. Expensive. Basically, Wheel of Fortune letters that they give you at the beginning of the final.
R-S-T-L-N-E. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the most expensive ones because that's how they get you.
Yeah. We blew the wad on brethren and then couldn't afford the rest. But
yeah,
what Ultratron has taught us is that money is potential energy. You can use money to change politics. You can use money to eat, to feed the poor. So to keep it would be to want to cause suffering on the planet.
Huh. Interesting. What do you think of this, Sarah?
Yeah, I think your money weighs you down, Scott. And it's a prison.
Are you? Seems like there's a change has come over you, Sarah, since she started talking. Are you now part of the Institute?
Yeah, I signed up when you guys were talking.
Wow,
and
it's that easy.
I'm fully indoctrinated.
Yeah. It's that easy to get celebrities.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and it's
much.
So easy because you can just put in your bank number.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we make it really easy.
In order?
You put it in order. If you scramble it, we can still figure it out. We just need all the digits, and then we can
it's
try
like a
every
puzzle,
combination.
Though,
yeah.
Ultratron provides.
He does. And what he mostly teaches us is that as long as we keep circulating money to him, he can distribute it to good causes, or he can keep it and hopefully end capitalism. If he keeps all the money and there's no money,
capitalism can't exist without money circulating.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. This is kind of, I may just be a dumb Hollywood G or H list celebrity, but this sounds like it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Like, how do I get involved?
Yeah. Would you like to put any combination of your bank numbers on this list and we can get in touch with you?
Yeah, how many are normally in there? There's,
I think, 9 to 13.
14 or so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just 9 to 13? Okay, yeah, okay.
Depending on the bank.
There's a 7, I know. There's definitely a 0. There's actually 3 0s. And then another 0. And then 3 more 0s. And then 3 more 0s. So there, yeah, those are my bank numbers.
That's great.
Yeah.
All we have to do is just figure out where that 7 goes. This is going to be fast.
That's easier than I thought. It's almost like in The Price is Right when
Which
they're doing
one?
The safe cracking.
Oh, yeah.
I know I need to narrow it down when I say The Price is Right because they have so many games, don't they?
You just made me realize I still have a memory that needs to be wiped.
Oh, no. Which one? Were you on The Price is Right?
No, just knowing
just
that
Drew,
it existed.
Drew Carey in general?
Knowing that it existed, I'm going to have to report this to the mayor of Admirals.
Okay. What is the technology that wipes your brains? And Sarah, are you undergoing it right now?
Who's Sarah? I'm kidding. Of course we know our names.
Of course. Silly.
Because I noticed you've been on your phone and you've been downloading some sort of an app or something like that. That's is that interfacing with the Institute somehow?
Well, what I'm doing is I am sending them. I'm not doing the bank account thing. I'm sending them my Venmo password and username.
Smart.
And then they can just do it as needed.
And right. While we were talking, she sliced off one of her fingerprints and taped it into the three-ring binder here so that we can use that for phone access.
You're bleeding really heavily, by the way.
I just thought, I'll just slice off the fingerprint part and it would just be like meat, like flesh.
Yeah. No.
And I thought maybe I could just like singe it or something. But there must be like a artery or
I have a hot plate here. Do you want to put your finger on the hot plate? Just to like.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go.
It's just a husk. It's just a husk. Just remember that. It's just your husk.
This is just a shell. This is pain.
That really looks like it's painful. Nope. But better. There's no more blood.
These are just lies being told to my brain that I'm rejecting.
Okay.
Pain.
I mean, if I'm not going to experience pain, I could be like the world's greatest assassin.
Huh.
Wait. Do you have any assassins who work at the Institute?
Why do assassins undergo pain?
Yeah, great question.
Because if you don't feel any pain, then nothing can stop you. Like, you just fight people and you're like, you have no pain receptors.
If you're an assassin who feels pain, I think you're the world's worst assassin.
No, you don't want to feel pain.
Stopping you from doing your crime.
Yeah, but also, I don't think assassins usually beat up people to death. Face to face. It leaves a lot of,
I would be the first assassin who didn't have pain receptors, who just beat people to death instead of doing like, snipers and stuff like that. That's just too far away. This is not the personal touch. I want the personal touch.
I just had another memory.
Oh, no. Of what? John Bourne? Jason Bourne.
Stephen Sondheim's musical Assassins.
Oh, wow. No one has that memory.
I'm going to have to do a lot.
You're not allowed to remember musicals?
No. Nothing that happened before I entered the Institute is supposed to be a memory, and I'm going to have to do a lot of penance for this.
I mean, you could maybe get away with it by saying, like, there are still, touring productions of it, maybe. Maybe a high school is doing it.
Great idea. Great idea.
I'd like to find the high school that's doing Assassins.
We talked about it, I think, in mine. It had just come out, though.
I'll join a high school touring production of Assassins.
High schools should tour with musicals. I've always said this.
Yes.
Like, they keep them in their own theaters. Why? These are gold.
Get it on the road.
Do you sing, by the way, Jeremy Piven? Do you sing Jeremy Piven?
The song
Jeremy Piven.
I don't know the song Jeremy Piven.
It's to the tune of Happy Birthday.
Oh.
Jeremy Piven. Do you know who Jeremy Piven is?
No. He must have been the president a few years ago. If there's just such about, a
do you know
song
Fran Drescher, speaking of presidents?
Oh, I'm imagining she's the person who sewed the rectangle that has symbols on it.
Don't even know the flag.
Wait, what was that word?
Fran Drescher
is the president of SAG.
Oh, she is?
did you not know that?
I did not know that. And
the
I
nanny
just
herself.
That's so cool.
Yeah, until you listen to some of the stuff she's saying.
What is she saying?
About vaccines and stuff. Anyway, but...
Oh, really?
You sounded like her right there.
Oh, God. I love the nanny.
She's great in the movie Jack, where she romances an 8-year-old. So this is interesting. I mean, it's a lot of hoops to go through. Is it worth it at the end of the day?
I hope so. I won't know for another 200 to 300 years when I advance far enough to reap the benefits. But to me, I think the investment, the possibility of the reward is worth the investment. What are my other choices? Suffer all the time? Forever?
I guess, right, Sarah? I mean, I guess your suffering is at an end. You're talking about your struggle. Your struggling is over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
You're all done with your comp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, by the way, for your special, did you have any comps for your friends or did they pay full price? But jokes like this will no longer be part of it when I'm at the Institute. Is that
good? Yeah. We welcome humor, but sanctioned humor.
Mm.
All of it has to come from Ken's endorsed bag of props.
Oh, wait. So he's like Carrot Top. He has like a bag of props.
I don't
props.
Know who that is. Was that a president? I'm allowed to know president. It's a duffel bag.
Hmm.
and there are props inside, and that makes jokes. That's humor.
What kinds of things are inside?
Like a really funny stuffed animal of a like a buffalo. And a horn. Sometimes he says he's horny, and then we all have to give him blowjobs.
Oh. Well, I don't know about this.
But he goes, someone's feeling horny. And we go, ah.
And then you all have to line up, and I'm imagining a line. I don't know why I have a vivid picture of this in my head.
It turns into a line. We're all sort of rushing to get at him first.
But then you're polite enough that everyone just kind of forms a line.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's
is that only the case for Ultratron, or can anyone who's there demand blowjobs?
Oh no, it's only him and the 12 people below him.
Oh.
They below him?
These are the types of jokes you are still able to do when you're in the institute?
Okay. Yes, that's humor.
Okay.
Yes.
Sanctioned humor.
Yeah.
How do you get to be one of the 12 below him?
It depends how much money you have.
A lot?
You would take a lot of money.
I'm cool with that. For continuous blowjobs?
I'll tell him. I can...
Give him my number. Here,
give him your 700 million.
Not my bank number. Here's my phone number. 000 0007 in the 000 area code.
Okay,
there
great.
You go. Okay.
Great.
Love to talk to him.
I'll pass it on.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not allowed to speak to him, but I can probably try to sneak him the signal.
The signal. What is the signal exactly?
Well, I can probably try to smuggle him this message while I'm giving him a blowjob.
How do you smuggle in your mouth, or how do you?
Yeah, roll it up.
Like when you see the spies eat the piece of paper that they're
like
giving?
A little fortune cookie sized piece of paper, and I can just try to slip it in, and then he'll feel something
and then maybe
later
it sticks
and pull
to
it out.
His... This sounds like a dynamite plan to me, because I'd love to be one of these 12, maybe now 13. I don't know if that ruins the structural integrity of the pyramid.
I think we could invoke a baker's dozen law.
Okay, great. I would love that.
Yeah.
Well, Destiny, we have to take a break, but can you stick around? Because I would love your input for the rest
husk.
Of the show. Sure. Can you stick around?
Yes. The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Sarah Silverman, more Destiny. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Sarah Silverman is with us. The special is Someone You Love, and it's out on the Max platform right now, and approximately between 59 and 61 minutes.
I don't know. It's an hour, it's probably like 59 minutes or something.
Yeah. Is there a minimum that you had to provide to them?
No, they didn't. They didn't really
specify. Why does anyone do the hour then? Just show up and do 20 minutes.
I mean, I'm sure some are like whatever you go that, you know, if you're short, then it's they just have more ad space between shows.
Yeah. HBO with something. All their ads.
Well, no, I mean, for other shows and stuff.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
Like, you know,
we need to know what's coming up on.
I
HBO.
Like watching all of that because I like the everything they have on there pretty much.
Are you a coming attractions type person? Are you yes. a previews? You like to watch the previews?
I love previews. I like scenes for next week. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes don't they give too much away?
No, I think they're designed to not give too much away.
Well, that's but, a good yeah. point. Good point. We also have Destiny here, student at the Institute in Gary, Indiana. And you're from Gary, too, which is so great that you ended up in the Institute that happens to be in your hometown.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of options.
Yeah, there's not a lot there other than the song, Gary, Indiana, which Ron Howard famously sang in the Music Man movie.
Mm.
Is he part of the Institute?
Not that I know of. Hmm. Doesn't sound familiar in any way.
He'd be a good get.
Yeah, he would be.
Do you know, I saw him at one of your parties. We should contact him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd love for you to come to the brunch at the Institute. Just to,
that's a party.
You should make a movie about the Institute, Ron. We do so much important yeah. work here.
Come yeah. on, Ron. Your name's Ron?
No, we're talking about Ron Howard.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Confusing guy because he has two first names. Yeah. And one is after the other one.
Huh. Yeah.
Could be Howard Ron, though. We have no idea. He just chose like, oh, I'm going to put this one here. I'm going to put this one there.
Yeah, he could do Howard, comma, Ron, or he could even put a comma after Ron and then Howard and confuse people. Comma yeah. could be his middle name.
Or he could be like R, comma, O, comma, N, comma, mm-hmm. H, comma, yeah.
Meow, Scott.
Sorry.
Yeah. What was
Sorry,
that?
Destiny, did you say meow?
I didn't. I think...
Sarah. Oh, you said something. Meow. Funny joke.
No, it wasn't.
Something
me.
Just it's brushed funny. On my leg.
Meow, Scott. Hey, Scott. Hey, it's me. Hey.
Sorry. Who? Someone
Scott,
in here?
Scott, look down.
This isn't a look at my thumb. Gee, you're dumb situation, right?
No. Look down. Meow, Scott. It's me. Meow.
Oh.
I'm back, Scott. I'm back.
Hey. Oh. It's a cat.
It's me, Crenshaw the cat, your old cat from 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, Crench. I remember you, Crenshaw the cat.
How right. are you, Scott? Hey. Good to see you.
We're from 10 years ago. Yeah. I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Where have you been?
Oh, Scott. I've a lot of things have happened to me, but I wanted to say I'm sorry for leaving, Scott.
Apology not accepted. I mean, we were really upset. I mean,
I'm sorry.
We looked for you and we assumed and presumed you were dead.
Yeah, a lot of people think when a cat escapes that they're dead, but they're out there. They're hanging. They're living their life, you know.
What were you? Why did you go? Was this by choice?
No, well, first, the door was open and I said, huh, what's going on out here? Started walking around outside, started sniffing some stuff. And then all of a sudden, I smelt this dumpster. Oh, baby. And then so I jumped over the fence. Took me a couple weeks, but I found the dumpster.
A couple of weeks to find this wasn't a nearby dumpster.
No. This is a dumpster near the Ralph's.
Oh,
classic
Ralph's
dumpster.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. And then from there, I went on tour with 311.
What?
Wow.
Went on tour with 311.
I followed 311 around. Great band.
Yeah, Peanut, the rest.
Nick Hexum, Peanut.
Yeah, yeah.
S.A. Martinez.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, you know
the,
them.
The rest.
Yeah, well, you know three of them.
I know a lot. They're good guys.
How did you fall in with the 311 crew?
Well, there was a tour bus. It was parked next to the dumpster near the Ralph's.
Oh, yeah. Those guys like to park near those dumpsters.
They love, because part of their rider is they need 2 hours in a Ralph's and $80.
And then they just do a supermarket sweep.
They could
sweep
do whatever
situation.
They wanted there. They could do a wow. supermarket sweep. And of course, they left the tour bus open and I just hopped on and I traveled with them for a really long time.
Did they know you were there or were you hiding?
I was hiding for the first bit. Every once in a while, just saying meow, meow, purr.
Right. Yeah. And that didn't get to. Oh, by the way, you talk.
I'm a talking cat.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Destiny, was that weird for you?
Not at all. I know several.
Sarah, was that weird for you, talking cat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
It's a little startling. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Destiny, you were more startled at something brushing against your leg.
I was worried that Ultratron found me and was going to punish me for my
memories. Does Ultratron
not
know that you're here?
I am supposed to be in my underground yurt at the moment.
Oh.
Is Ultratron, looking for, the Allspark?
Or the Allspice?
You know some of our terminology.
Okay, because that's Transformers.
Yeah, this is just Transformers.
I don't know how much of what you guys are learning is just Transformers. Oh, but
well, we are trying to transform.
Right.
He's trying to transform us.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not like a old 57 Chevy or something.
I mean, Ultratron can turn into one.
Ask Ken what his favorite Shia LaBeouf movie is next time you see him.
Okay.
Next time you're giving him that blowjob and trying to pass on my number.
Hopefully it's Holes. But if they say Transformers, you're in trouble. But I'm back,
anyway,
Scott.
Talking Cat. You eventually revealed to 311 that you're a Talking Cat.
Yeah, I did. But Scott, I'm sniffing around here and I'm smelling a couple dogs.
Let me explain.
Okay.
You left and we held
on. How long did you look for me?
In Hollywood time, it was an hour, but that's like an hour we're not working on our screenplay. So
what are you talking about?
So that's a long time.
Okay, first of all, I was here a lot when you were supposedly working on your screenplay. I'm sitting on your lap. You're scrolling through porn. Thinking, hey, can I write something about this? Nah, man, I'll just jerk off. I was right there.
Why are you
on
my lap?
Well, because that's what cats do, baby.
Yeah. Well, look, no, I mean, we held out hope. We thought you might come back. You know that song, The Cat Came Back the Very Next Day?
Yeah. You thought that was going to be instructional for your life?
Yeah. You know, it's out there. But at a certain point, we said, you know what? There's a hole in our life. Why don't we upgrade? Let's get a couple of dogs.
Upgrade?
Well, maybe I'm using the wrong terminology.
This is crazy. Yes. I feel like the guy from Castaway. The titular Castaway himself.
Tom Hanks himself?
That's right. I think his character's name was Castaway. And he comes home, and all of a sudden, his wife has this new husband she's fucking.
You have to admit, it's weird that in Castaway, he calls the volleyball Wilson.
Yes.
And he's out there going, Wilson!
Yeah.
And his wife's name is Rita Wilson.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's weird, right?
I thought it was weird.
So weird guy, Tom.
We would watch that on the tour bus all the time. And
really, 311 is a big Castaway.
Peanut, the bass player, of course, would say to me, isn't it weird that her name, he's Xavier Wilson, and then he gets home. And he's mad that she's replacing him with, some dude, but he replaced her with a volleyball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Do you think he went out and bought a new volleyball, painted it, just hung out with it?
Painted it the same way.
This is the kind of stuff we talked about on the tour bus.
I can only imagine 311, those guys like to get high. And so I
got so high, Scott. First of all, I've, of course, got very fucked up on catnip tea for a while. I was strung out. And, I was a lot of those cities, a lot of the tour dates I ended up missing, of course, 311 day.
When you say missing, what do you mean? You wouldn't go out on stage.
I was totally blacked out.
Oh.
Sometimes I wandered on stage and I said, meow, purr, purr, meow.
Why do you say that instead of actually talking? Because I think.
Because of actually talking. You mean actually purring and.
Yeah, instead of talking.
Well, I learned how to speak the human language, and a cat's purr translated into human language is just the word purr.
Right.
It's an onomatopoeia.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah, you're a genius. You know what I know you from, Sarah?
What?
Rainn Robinson on Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, wonderful.
One of the greatest guest starring roles in the history of
time. I haven't reached that yet. I kind of tapped out at season 2, unfortunately. Which season are you in?
I don't know.
I think
but
it's 3.
It's a two-parter.
Oh, so close.
Star Trek Voyager, yes. 1997.
Yeah, I'm
you
so
gotta get
close.
In there, Scott. You haven't even gotten to 7 of 9 yet.
I know. I can't watch Picard without knowing who she is.
You gotta watch. You know, we watch that on 311 tour bus all the time.
Really?
Yeah, we watch season 3 of Picard. Great TV.
God, the 311 tour bus sounds so fun.
It was fun.
How do I
man.
Get on this?
It was fun.
You know what? I'm not going to the Institute anymore. I want to go on the 311 tour bus.
Oh no.
Do you know who 311 is?
I can learn. I'd be willing to learn for you, Scott. Please don't take your name off my roster.
I
have to reach my quota.
What's your how many? I mean, you have Sarah.
I need
Sarah
two enlistees per day.
Sarah has the strength of two. She's an A-list celebrity. She's one of the five comedians that everyone knows.
She was Rayne Robinson you decided for crying that. Out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, I must count for two and a half.
Yeah.
I'll try to use that argument.
I got to get on this bus instead.
It's only a husk.
I think you would have a fun time on the 311 bus.
With
Scott.
Peanut,
Nick Hexum, S.A. Martinez.
I'm fascinated by how much potential you've unlocked. I have. Speaking,
mm-hmm.
Performing on stage. You've grown this amazing long beard.
Sometimes, so I do some of the songs with them, but only the really reggae ones.
Right, and you do the rapping.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, I rap over a reggae song. These are cat dreads, if you didn't know.
Well, I thought you were wet.
You thought know? I
and
was
then
wet.
I touched
wet.
You. And
no,
it's...
these are just straight up dreadlocks, Nati dread. They call me Kati dreadlocks.
That's funny.
Thanks, that was a fun little joke.
That's
there, but
sanctioned humor.
That's sanctioned humor. You know, Scott, I got a lot of stories from the road. I know you were talking about that earlier. Bands tend to do their second album about being on the road, but... As a cat on the road, God, I got some stories.
I'd love to hear
entire books.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some. Tell us some stories. I mean, well, a cat on the road with 311?
You know, one thing about a cat is we get horny, Scott.
Hmm.
And I feel like there's this canine privilege where, like, when a dog is humping something, it's cute. But when a cat's doing it, it's scary and dangerous looking.
Yeah, a monkey doing it is also scary.
Yeah, because they could rip your balls off.
Yeah.
And they know that's the first thing they go for is the balls.
How do they know?
Great. Well, because they have balls themselves, Scott.
Oh, okay.
It is true. I read that some. I think it was the Town and Country.
Oh, Warren Beatty.
They had a big. They had a big article about do chimps know that they have ripped balls off? And yeah, they do. They rip
wow.
Them off. But I was out there. I got horny and was walking around. I started seeing some people, and then Scott, it backfired.
Some people.
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, I saw a skunk, Scott. So
okay.
I painted myself with a little strip.
A white stripe?
Yeah, yeah. And I actually was horny for the skunk. Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, the classic horny skunk
is
you
the
know,
horny
iconography
skunk.
That you see.
And I thought, this is some fun. This is some untapped pee. Pussy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
And but we could say that because we're cats.
Right. Yes. No.
I was like, this is some untapped pee. I got to go after this skunk. Scott, something about skunks, they don't tell you. Their jizz smells really bad.
That's not jizz.
What is
it? It's definitely they're expelling a bodily secretion.
A must.
Okay. You're not. You're
so
not,
you know about skunks.
They are used as punishment for our penance.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad. Because these things smell like shit, Scott. And I smell like shit for a really long time.
Yeah. So that's one of your interesting stories? You tried to fuck a skunk by painting a stripe on you?
Yes, that's one of my interesting stories.
Yes, Sarah.
Well, Scott, I just feel like you're misunderstanding him because...
Thank you, Sarah.
He's saying... He knows mm-hmm. that skunks spray as a defense and it has that skunky...
Yeah,
like,
that I know.
Weed
I've
smell.
Seen that.
Okay.
He's made skunks... cum.
Yeah.
And that's the story.
And their cum smells like shit.
So the
like,
interesting story is that, did you know?
Am I understanding this
yes,
right?
Yes, Sarah.
I'm
you.
So sorry,
did
Sarah.
Did you know no, that yeah. a cum, the skunk's actual cum smells like their defense spray? One of my interesting stories.
Interesting. And made a skunk cum.
Oh, yeah. I made it. It was...
What was your technique? If you, and maybe can it apply to a
lap
human
dance.
With another human?
It was a lap dance.
You giving?
The skunk a lap dance. And it was over pants. So I really brushed my little hind butt on their bulge.
Who was wearing pants?
Wait,
I was wearing pants.
It was a male skunk.
It was a male skunk, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look, I'll fuck a man. I don't care. I'm a cat, Scott.
Right, yeah. No, cats will fuck anything.
Everyone knows cats are fluid. Yeah,
cats
are
totally gender fluid. I'll fuck anything. I'll be fucked by anything.
Yeah.
And that's one of my interesting stories, Scott.
I wish I had either spayed or neutered, whatever is applicable.
Nah. That would have been fucked because I would have been out there with nothing to fucking show for my... the 311 people wouldn't have taken me on the tour if I
really?
Was spayed or neutered. I think they're against that kind of thing. Peanut... He's always like, there should be more strays. Strays are great for the really? Community.
Well, they're hanging out by the dumpsters all the time where they all hang out.
I mean, what can I say? It's 311, Scott.
Yeah. They seem like a stray cat. Well, that's the stray cats.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went on the 311 cruise back in last February.
Right. Yeah, that seems
pretty
fun.
You know, Doug Benson was there.
Yeah. So a cat on a cruise, that seems dangerous because cats, you guys famously hate water.
Yeah, yeah. But the cruise was fun. I hate water, but a cruise, I mean, all you could eat buffet.
Yeah.
Laps.
Did they have
to
dumpsters
sit on
there?
There was so many. I had them bring on a dumpster. I was able to add to the rider for 311. That was part of the band. I was able to add a dumpster to every city we go. I want a dumpster in the green room.
Dumpster in the green room?
And it's
got
to have fish that I could
like eat. Fish bones?
Yeah, I can eat the fish and just put it in my mouth and then pull out the bones.
Pull out the bones like boing, 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 boing.
That's right, Scott. And so it was fun touring around, but eventually the band, we had creative differences.
Oh, really? They didn't want you...
I wanted to keep going deeper into the reggae thing. And they thought like, hey, it's kind of not a good look for us. People are
Have they stopped doing the reggae thing? That's what they do.
Well, they really temper the reggae thing with some hard power chords, Scott.
Yeah, that's the combo, though.
That's the combo.
You can't lose the reggae.
Back in the day, they were saying stuff like Nazi dreadlocks and, you know...
Yeah.
But Jamaican people love them.
Yeah.
Jamaican people love appropriation. But you didn't know this, Scott? Jamaican people love it.
I had no idea.
Jamaican people love Chet Hanks.
You had no idea, Mon.
Thank you, Mon, Scott.
Yes. By the way, what if Tom Hanks had been yelling Hayes the entire time instead of Wilson? Because that's Chet Hayes, his son.
I mean, his name is Chet Hanks.
I thought it was Chet Hayes, though. Isn't his stage name is Chet Hayes? His rap name is Chet Hayes.
Scott, I don't think so.
I am telling you.
Why would he make a rap name so similar to his old name? Chet Hayes?
Chet Hayes. Yes, it's Chet Hanks, Chet Hayes. Yes.
That's stupid. That's probably stupid. I hate that, Scott.
Look, don't talk to me. Talk to Tom Hanks. He's the guy who...
I did talk to Tom Hanks.
You did?
Oh yeah, we were on... That. So he came to a 311 show in, I don't know, Omaha.
Tom Hanks in
Omaha? Yeah, he came for Omaha.
Aren't they from Omaha?
Yeah, they have a great song called Omaha Styly.
Hometown show.
It was a hometown show. And 311, before they did Omaha Styly, said, any super fans want to come on stage and sing with us? And yeah, Tom Hanks just sort of crowd surfed his way up.
He crowd surfed up there?
He was like, bring me up there. I want to do Omaha Styly with the boys. That's how he talks.
Wow.
His real name is Tim Hanks.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
He changed it so that he could do his acting anonymously.
Wow. Good for him.
He's a member of the Institute.
Oh, okay. Yes. I don't know about that. That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
He said, this is my actual name. I said, is this a stage name? He said, no, my name is Tom Hanks.
Really? This is the conversation you had with him?
While he was singing Omaha Styly.
He would sing a lyric and then answer your questions?
And then we were like, hey, Tom, we're done with Omaha Styly. We're about to go into Beautiful Disaster. Do you want to stay on stage? And he was like, I'm staying for Beautiful Disaster, Scott.
Wow, okay. God. Well, I mean, you do have some great stories.
These are some crazy stories. Did I tell you the story about when we visited?
I just saw you for the first time in 10 years.
I feel like I've been with you this whole time, Scott.
Tell me the story about what?
When we visited Jerry Garcia's grave.
Oh, where's that?
Good question. I was fucking strung out.
Okay.
I think it's in Vermont.
Okay. So then you...
we visited his grave.
Do you think it's because Ben and Jerry with their Cherry Garcia are from Vermont?
No, Scott. I know exactly where he's buried. Yeah, that's probably what I was thinking.
Let me look at this. So tell us about...
So we visited his grave, and I'm there. I'm, of course, pouring out some catnip tea for my boy. And look who comes out of the woodworks but Heathcliff himself, Scott.
Heathcliff, the other cat that... Well, he thinks in English.
Yeah, he thinks in English. I don't think he says anything.
Right.
And he's the one who taught me how to eat the fish off the bone in one go.
Do you think Heathcliff thinks in English, or we just have a universal translator?
I think he thinks in French, to be honest.
Okay.
His name is Heathcliff.
Jerry Garcia, by the way, was cremated and his ashes were split and scattered underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Isn't that what I said? So we were at the Golden Gate Bridge, of course, looking at the piece of dust that we thought, and I saw some ashes on the ground and I said, Scott. I didn't say Scott.
It seems like you're used to saying Scott, but this
I am.
For this last 10 years, you were saying Nick.
I was saying Nick, Peanut. I say Martinez, Peanut. And I said, God, I know these are Jerry Garcia's ashes, but you want to know what it looks like to be? Cat litter.
That's funny.
So I pissed on it, shit on it.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty fun story.
These stories, I gotta say,
I've been out in the wild, Scott. I've got so many fucking stories.
One is you fucked a skunk and it smelled disgusting. And one is you piss and shit on Jerry Garcia's ashes.
You're telling me that's not gonna push units? If I were to write a book.
I don't know.
Scott, you just wrote a book.
Units.
Sarah wrote a book with several chaps.
You don't think a good chap would be the time I shat on Jerry Garcia's ashes?
I mean, a human doing that?
God, yeah. This is some bullshit.
That's interesting, but
this
just
is some, so you're saying my book ploy is not going to work? I'm not going to be able to make a book.
Why don't you write a chap about how you learned how to talk? I mean, that's an interesting story. That's what's unique about you.
Yeah, I guess so.
How did you? You never told me. You just started talking one day.
You hear enough 311 songs, my guy. I mean, so I was on the bus and they were playing From Chaos, of course.
Of course.
And I started thinking, I was like meowing. I said, Chaos. And they were like, okay, you can learn.
Wait, you talked with me before you got on the 311 bus.
Yeah, but I was imitating you. I was like that monkey taught sign language to. They didn't really know Thai language.
How many words, if you had to guess, if you added up every 311 song.
Yeah.
How many words do they use?
Okay.
Well, I'm guessing at most 50.
311.
It's right there.
And once they hit 311, they can only use words that they've used before in songs.
They said down.
Down is one of them, definitely.
They said transistor.
Right? Transistor. By the way, that counts as one of the 311. They really had to wrestle with it. Like, look, are we ever going to use transistor ever again?
Are we going to be able to say transistor? But I think like in Omaha Style, they say transistors.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but they're never going to be able to use it in any other song.
They, you know, the song from 50 First Dates.
Scott Hasn't Seen. Have you ever listened to my show, Scott Hasn't Seen? Were you ever?
Good show.
Yeah.
Great show. They listen to it on the bus.
They do. 311. You know,
Peanut's a huge fan.
One of them follows me on Twitter, I think.
It might be Peanut.
I think it might be Peanut.
And I think he does listen to your podcast.
Oh,
he
does.
He might even listen to this.
I love him. Hey.
Peanut, if you're out there, hey.
Hey, I saw you at the Palace back in 1995, probably.
Did you see him, Scott, where they were doing that thing where towards the end of the show, they all just played a big drum?
No, I didn't see that.
They all had drumsticks.
They each had a drum.
See, that's what. So I was like, all right, you guys should all have your own drum. Fucking S.A. Martinez got. He's always worried about the budget. The guy's like, we use one drum, 9 drumsticks. I was like,
he's all about the bottom line.
He's like David Zaslav at 311. but you know, so they would all go around one drum and they'd start playing it and be like, isn't this cool? We're playing a drum. And I was kind of like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I liked when you played the guitar too.
Yeah. I mean, they're like
it's weird,
more well-known, I would say, for playing the guitar,
power chords.
Yeah. You know, I'm playing bass and stuff like that.
Playing bass. And you know, 311, good group. Good group.
Well, this is very interesting. Are you back to stay?
I do want to stay. I want to sit on your lap. I want to make muffins on your lap. I want to kind of stare at you while you're masturbating.
And I would really rather you not do that, if that's okay.
You know what? Here's what I say, Scott. I think you should wrap up the show.
You think I should wrap up the show?
I think you should wrap up the show. I'm looking over at Rayne Robinson right now. Ray Robinson's got some appointments.
I'm so sorry. I just thought I could maybe sneak out.
No, oh, you could. You could. Do you have to go? Do you have to go right now, or can we do plugs?
You don't know. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, five more minutes, and take a picture.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I have people coming to my house.
Oh no! What are they doing? 3:30. Like intruders? Like the strangers?
Yeah, murderers.
And you want to meet them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I really want you to stick around, Crenshaw.
Yeah, Scott, I'll tell you what. I'll stick around. I'll come back for further episodes. We'll talk about 311.
Okay, we'll talk about 311. All right. Well, we are running out of time, not just because Sarah has to leave.
I was just talking. I wasn't saying anything important, to be honest.
Not true.
We were just kind of shooting the shit here.
We're just catching up. I mean, he wasn't even supposed to be on the show, honestly.
Don't talk about my friend Crenshaw like that.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, we are running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
Rather be plugging, wasting all that time with you. Somehow get it out of me. It's feeling like I'm lost at sea somehow. Oh,
Hey, thank you so much. That was Coffee Plug by Ben Hewardine, I believe is how you pronounce that. Thank you so much, Ben. If you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. Sarah, obviously the special is out right now. Someone you love.
Sarah Silverman, colon, someone you love.
That's right.
Let me say that like a grown woman. Sarah Silverman, someone you love.
Now say it like a child. That's pretty good.
And hopefully you'll be doing more ordinaries, you know, and putting out 3 a year after this, because we would love to see your output grow a little bit. Destiny, what do you want to plug?
Oh, there's a great website called TikTok.com.
Everyone knows about
good.
TikTok.
Okay, yeah. Okay, great. Then my plug's over. Or you can check out Susie Bear 44 on TikTok.
Oh, that's your favorite TikToker?
Yes. Hmm. Oh.
You're allowed to have TikTok?
No. That's why I'm missing some fingers.
Oh, wow. I wondered, because you just have your two middle fingers are the only ones you have left. I thought you were giving me the bird when you walked in here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, I would never do that.
Why? I get those cut off first because they're so rude.
Huh. Oh, maybe I can change the protocol.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, Crenshaw, what do you want to plug?
311's going to be at the Houston House of Blues on May 26th.
Oh, cool. I think we're past that, but yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, June 4th, it'll be at the Atlantic City Beer and Music Festival.
When are they coming to L.A.? Because I'd love to catch up with Keenan.
When are they coming to L.A.? Well, they'll be in Sacramento at the Aftershock Festival with a Vengeance.
Close.
Sevenfold.
Close.
Tool and Korn.
Oh, hey.
So they'll be down there, Scott.
And my old buddy Maynard.
Yeah. Maynard from Tool?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That's your buddy?
I mean, I've known him for a long time, yeah.
That's cool. All right, well, I'll be on stage. I'll be playing the big drum.
Okay, oh, so you're back. You're going back with
it. Yeah, I'm going to go back because you fucking got dogs. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, no, that is a good point.
You got a child, too? It's like, come on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the other part we didn't talk about.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow to that.
I stopped jerking off and I actually had sex. all right, I want to plug, the Comedy Bang Bang book is out there. It's a big hit going into its third printing now, so... That's very exciting. Check that out. Go head over to CBB World and check out our shows. We have some great CBB Presents. We just put out something called Hines, I'm Prov to Meet You, where Will Hines teaches improv to CBB guests. This last episode, he teaches it to Batman and Myrtle and
Gino.
Yes. Very fun. Also, we have Hey Randy with Randy Snuts and Who Me with the Batman and so much great stuff.
All right, Scott hasn't seen.
Forgot about that. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Oh, my God, Becky, look at that butt.
You gotta.
Oh, my God, Becky, look at that butt.
When you're feeling really down, Becky, and the mood is right, butt. You gotta.
Oh,
grab the key.
God,
turn it to the right.
Oh,
when you wanna
make
everybody free, you gotta look at
yourself
and set the plug bag free. You gotta open up the plug bag. Get your friends together and open it up. You gotta open up the plug bag. Get your friends together and open up the plug.
Call me Hentai Enjoyer, man. Oh, Jesus.
You could have stopped it, right?
I didn't know it was coming. That was 2023 Remix by Josh Goodman. Thank you so much to Josh. And Sarah, we want to thank you so much for being here, for returning, one of our oldest and most favorite guests. Thank you so much. Destiny, I'll see you out there in Gary, Indiana, maybe. Although, I want to get on this tour bus with Crenshaw.
Don't screw me, Scott. I might die.
Okay. All right. I want to be one of the 13, though.
Okay.
So just pass on my info if you could. And Crenshaw, it's great catching up with you.
Hey, man. Great to see you.
Tell Peanut to hit me up.
Hey, Peanut, if you're listening, hit us up.
When we know you are.
Peanut, we want to have you on Scott Hasn't Seen.
Yeah, we would love to have you
could
on
you
Scott
Could you watch
Hasn't
a
Seen.
Movie that's just a number? Maybe we'll have the guy from 311 on to watch 42.
What are the movies? Yeah, 42 about Jackie Robinson?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.